This video is made possible by Audible. Get a free audiobook of your choice from Audible exclusively by going to audible.com/reallifelore in the description. This is a map of the United States, and hundreds of years of colonization and laws has made the country's geography pretty weird in more than just a few places. Today, I'm going to show you a few maps that will change your perception of how you see this country and its place in the world. First of all, South America. At first glance, it seems like South America is directly south of North America, and while that's kind of the case, it's also not entirely accurate. If we were to move South America up, you'd find that nearly the entire continent is east of Florida, and that the westernmost edge would only be about 380 miles west of the Azores, which are a part of Portugal. Next up, if you had to guess right now which US state is closest to Africa, which one would you say? If you didn't say Maine, you're wrong, but yeah, despite being in the Northeast and sharing a long border with Canada, if you draw a straight line across the ocean, you'll see that Maine is in fact the closest state geographically to Africa. Moving on next to Texas, there's a couple pretty weird things about this state. First of all, this town that nobody has ever heard of called Dalhart. This town is located 485 miles away from the Texan state capital of Austin, which means that Dalhart is actually closer to the state capitals of New Mexico, Oklahoma, Colorado, Kansas, Nebraska, and Wyoming. Six other different states. Another way to understand just how big Texas actually is by taking a look at the city of El Paso, located in the westernmost edge of the state. If you draw a line from here to the easternmost edge of Texas, and then move that line over to point to the west, you'll see that the line goes past Los Angeles, meaning that LA is closer to El Paso than the other side of Texas is. But LA itself is in a deceiving geographic location of its own. You would think that since it's on the west coast, it would be further west than most other US cities, but that's not totally true either. Reno, Nevada is actually located further west than LA is, which you can see when a line is drawn from Reno southwards. And speaking of weird senses of latitude, here's some more examples that might mess with your head a little. Austin, Texas is roughly on the same latitude as Cairo, Egypt. New York City is roughly equal to Madrid in Spain. Minneapolis is close to Venice. Vancouver is almost equal to Paris. And Calgary in Canada is almost equal to London. The North American continent has much cooler temperatures on average than Europe does at higher latitudes like this, which is why this is a little confusing. But perhaps equally confusing is what happens when you look at a globe and flip it on its side. If you start at Mexico City and draw a straight line out in this direction, you'll be amazed to find how many other cities the line roughly matches up with. From Mexico City, the line also goes through Atlanta, Washington, D.C., New York City, Paris, and eventually Izmir in Turkey. The perception is weird because we usually think of the world in terms of a map and not in terms of its true spherical shape. The final geographic oddities in America that I'll be discussing in this video are located around the northernmost parts of the country. First up in this region is Detroit, where if you start in the downtown region and travel south, you'll end up pretty quickly in Canada. If you head east, you'll also end up in Canada. If you go north, you'll end up in Lake Huron, and then eventually Canada again. It's easy to end up in Canada while in Detroit, but it's even easier while in Point Roberts, an exclave of the United States south of Vancouver. The only way to get from this part of America to the other part of America is by driving 25 miles through Canada, using their very small airport or taking a boat across the bay. There's over 1,300 people that live here, and only one school that only provides education up to fourth grade. From fourth grade on, American children in the Point have to take a 40-minute bus ride through Canada to the other side of the US. And finally, let's talk a little bit about Alaska. Alaska is pretty obviously the northernmost US state, but it's also at the same time the westernmost and easternmost state because of the international dateline located here, which part of Alaska crosses over. The dateline causes another weird situation here though, on the Diomede Islands, where it crosses between one island owned by Russia and another island owned by the United States. The result is that despite only being just a couple miles away from one another, the Russian island is 21 hours ahead in time from the American island. This has led the islands to be nicknamed as Yesterday Island and Tomorrow Island, and during the winter when the water around the islands freezes, it becomes theoretically possible to walk between America and Russia. While in reality it may be illegal to walk between the two islands, something that isn't illegal at all is clicking the link in this video's description to get a free audiobook of your choice at audible.com/reallifelore. As I'm sure you've heard before, Audible is a leading provider of audiobooks and other spoken word entertainment. They have so many amazing titles, with several that deal specifically with geography. I've been reading Prisoners of Geography by Tim Marshall lately, which influenced not only the creation of this video, but a lot of other videos that I've made and Sam from Wendover Productions has also made. If you're wanting a deeper understanding of the things we talk about in videos like this one, I highly recommend giving it a listen. But what's best about Audible is that they stand behind their product. If you don't like what you've listened to, you can swap it out for another one with their great listen guarantee. Once you try out your free book, membership includes one free title each month and 30% off everything else. I love listening to audiobooks while I'm driving or when I'm exercising, and I'm sure you will too, so it's worth going and trying out a book for free with their 30-day free trial by clicking the link in the description at audible.com/reallifelore or by texting reallifelore to 500-500.